Well,
it's gone 11 o'clock and I'm walking home now. I've just finished up writing a little bit about a washing machine fire in a flat in King's Lynn. The sort of thing that's really interesting when it's happening to you, but maybe less interesting when other people are reading about it, especially from the very, very dry reports we get off the Norfolk Fire media line. Other things have happened today. Well, there was a young horse trapped on a lane in Brook near Loddon. Other than that, it's been a fairly quiet evening, and I've had loads of time to write about Hugh Sayer, a very interesting man who's running the unofficial campaign on Facebook. Well, he started up the unofficial Facebook group, and he's really, really very involved in keeping it going to help back the Norwich UK City of Culture bid. And on top of that, I met 5 really exciting, interesting, enthusiastic people down at the Norfolk and Norwich Festival, who all had the bad fortune to be out of work for more than 6 months, and then all had the good fortune to end up working there, which is just the most vibrant, exciting, dynamic place I've ever seen, I think. I'm really excited about the festival, which reminds me, I really need to book Coco Rosie tickets, and to be honest, if you're trying to get to Coco Rosie, so should you.